Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
All right, good morning, everybody. It is the end of the week, and you know what that means. It's Friday. That means it's Freedom Friday. It's your opportunity to call and talk about whatever you want to talk about politically today, and it's really easy. You just pick up the phone and dial 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. So yesterday there was a OPB's got a story about NASC opponents pressed the Oregon Health Authority to abandon the indoor face covering requirements. So this is that permanent, you know what KGW said, which is an just outright lie. It's not permanent. So they have a hearing for a permanent rule, and the lying news media says it's not really permanent because, you know, they can say that, well, you can come and go with it. A bureaucrat can decide when it needs to go on and when it needs to go off, but it's not permanent. And people believe this. It's stunning. But yesterday was the hearing. And the story by Rob Manning was one of the most leftist of all OPB reporters. State health officials are proposing a permanent rule that would be rescinded when it's no longer necessary. It's just oxymoronic. We're proposing a permanent rule that would be rescinded. Well, if it's going to be rescinded, then it's not permanent. But when you want control, when it's all about control, it is permanent, isn't it? At any rate, the Oregon Health Authority heard a steady stream of opposition Thursday to its plan to extend the state's indoor mask mandate indefinitely. Speaker after speaker objected to the state's current mask requirements, arguing many other states have ended such rules and Oregon should follow suit. Now, you read this story. There's not a person who testified, at least in the story, maybe they did, I don't know. Not a person testified in favor of this. So what do you think Kate Brown's going to do? What do you think the Oregon Health Authority's going to do? I would not bet you that they wouldn't choose to go ahead and make it permanent, because that's what Kate wants. Also, former Senator Kevin Mannix, a longtime colleague of mine, we served together in the House of Representatives. Kevin was a member of the House and he became a senator. He was back to the member of the House. He's running again for the House, House District 21, and that's the newly constituted district in Kaiser. He says, I'm running to return to the Oregon House because I've witnessed the erosion of public safety by the legislature and the lack of support for victims of crime in Oregon. Oregonians, especially crime victims, need a trusted advocate serving them. Our public education system needs to respect parental involvement, return to a system that meets the needs of our children and upholds our values. Now, if you remember, Kevin, along with Ray Hackey, filed that lawsuit in Baker County that got a judge temporarily until the Oregon Supreme Court just overthrew it to stop Kate's lockdown. So Kevin Mannix is running again. Now, he's doing this because Kevin Mannix is arguably the father of Measure 11. Mandatory minimum sentencing for violent criminals. Now, I want you to just think about this in the context, what's going on out there? On Channel 12 this morning, there was a story of a longtime Portland downtown bar owner. I think the guy said his business had been in downtown Portland something like 15 or 16 years. He's shutting it down and moving. And he said so very clearly. He says the violence and homelessness is just driven customers away. People don't want to come downtown here anymore. And I'm going to shut my business down and go somewhere else. Now, Mingus Maps, one of the few Portland City commissioners to admit the truth, said as much that he agreed with that. But hey, give us more time, because now we got this new police unit and, you know, they're going to be politically trained and they're going to make it all better. And we've got these new homeless camps we're going to be moving people around to. I'm paraphrasing here, but that's what he said in essence. So just give us more time. But yet he admitted that Portland is forever changed. Portland will not be the same. Downtown Portland is forever changed. And it isn't going to go back to the way it was. Now, if that's largely because of crime, there's another story, and this all wraps up into what's going to happen in the upcoming elections, folks. Mannix is running based on crime. And then you have this story on Coin 6 that Kate has faced a clemency decision. An application has been made for clemency by a person convicted of a horrible, horrible murder. The family of a murder victim, the story says, is making a tearful plea to the governor not to grant a woman who pleaded guilty in that case clemency. The request comes at a time when there's lots of changes in how the governor's office has treated clemency. Now, yesterday, I didn't talk about this, but there was a lawsuit filed yesterday by Linn County's DA and Lane County's DA against the governor for the 1,000 people she has given clemency to, including the one, you know, the guy convicted of 54 felonies, and now he's being sought because he's out committing crimes again. In 2005, 54-year-old Dale Crittenton Rost was tied up and brutally murdered in his home. Gerald Smith and Lindley Raper were caught with this guy's car and arrested. Court documents show that these two people didn't know him, but they'd spotted him outside of his home just before deciding to rob him and end his life. They walked in, they stripped him naked, tied his hands behind his back. They made sure they had his debit cards and various cards with his PIN number. Then they shot him in the head. One of the daughters, Sarah Olson, she is interviewed along with Steve Dole, a longtime friend of mine of Oregon Crime Victims United, who has his own horrendous story of his 11-year-old daughter run over by a punk kid just to see what it was like to run over by somebody. to kill somebody, killed his daughter. She got off a school bus and his kid just waited there and just ran her over. Steve Dole started Crime Victims United. That led to Measure 11, which said, if you're a violent criminal, judges don't get to give you discretion. You're going away permanently or for however long the law says. Anyway, this daughter walked in and found her dad. Now, this gal that's asking for Lindley Rayburn, asking for clemency, she didn't pull the trigger that shot this guy and killed him in the head. But she did get a life sentence for her role in this thing. She's now submitted this request for clemency, something they say should be denied. Now, this gal tells a story, an emotional story. And you would think that these emotional stories would matter to the Democrats, right? Isn't it, Kate? She says, I had my wedding without my dad. I had my three kids without my dad to be their grandfather. It's all these things we live with every day that were taken away from us. Steve Dole says this, the reality is in the state of Oregon, the criminals have become the victims. And the victims have become nothing more than collateral damage. Dole says he believes there's a rampage of clemencies going on for offenders that should remain behind bars. It's usually for people who have been found to be innocent, or it's people who've really turned their lives around. And then the governor's office makes a blah, 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 blah statement. And then they say, our office relies on the DA's offices to accurately represent information to the victims. It's unfortunate that misinformation appears to have been communicated in this case. What? Misinformation? They added that Brown deeply values input from any victims involved in the case at issue and takes every effort to obtain the input in the most victim-centered and trauma-informed way possible. So Yamhill County's district attorney, Brad Berry, wrote Governor Brown asking to deny Rayburn's commutation request. But, you know, the governor relies on DA's offices to accurately represent. Folks, she is setting this up that she's going to let this gal out. This heinous murderer. Now, do you think that as these kinds of stories get out there, that it can make a difference in the upcoming elections? And it should. Are people fed up with what's going on in Portland that's extended now to all of these other criminals that Kate is turning loose? Got it. Back in a moment at 6:20.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Freedom Heating and Air can make your life better, especially if you're kind of uncomfortable, given that your heating and air system is maybe not keeping up. Who knows? Maybe it needs some adjustments. Maybe it needs parts replaced. I had that happen to me once. And I'm telling you, it's a rude awakening when you figure out that your heating system has not been operating correctly and you get that power bill. Believe me, it's a pretty shocking thing. So why don't you give Freedom Heating and Air a call? And they'll get out to your place right away and they'll get it fixed. 503-580-1456. 580-1456. By the way, did you see the Moderna shot? There's a story that it can cause hepatitis. Oh, boy. Also, there is today, just to let you know, is the March for Life back in Washington, D.C. And every year, especially as we get close to this overturning of Roe v. Wade, we hope. At least I do anyway. There's a new poll out that shows that 71% support legal limits on abortion. Things are changing, folks. Now, that happens to be a good thing. By the way, did you just see the poll I just saw on Fox Business? It was just up on the screen. It's an AP poll. Ask the question, do you want Joe Biden to run again? 70% said no. Oopsies. That's a problem. That's a huge problem. Now, this business of crime, and it's tied to homelessness because so much crime that is going on is tied to homeless people. This business of crime cuts deep, especially when you hear these emotional stories. Now, as you get into these campaigns, it's not just inflation. Yeah, inflation affects us. You know, my thesis from yesterday, and I need to go back and to read this this email from this state employee. My thesis is that when you go after families, you change permanently people's thinking. Now, and that includes not just in education, but it includes crime, folks. And the more that these stories get told, the more that it is, and this is our opportunity, frankly, to be able to make a difference in our world. It's Freedom Friday, by the way. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220 is that Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. All of this, crime, homelessness, the attack on the family, like never before, I think is setting up the perfect storm. Now, the state employee writes this. No guarantees it's a game changer. There are no guarantees, this person writes, that Republicans will necessarily be able to use the issue of the Democrats' assault on families to gain overwhelming victories in the future. Why? Because of two key realities. Number one, Republicans, with the exception of Youngkin, have proved time and time again they are not able to control the narrative and communicate emotionally to people. And number two, the media can control what is published and shape public opinion. There are no guarantees. Republicans have a key issue but must learn to communicate and mobilize parents like never before to be successful. Now, I can't argue with that. Because, quite frankly, this person's right. Time and time again, and I heard it yesterday. I watched a U.S. senator from Lankford from Oklahoma on Fox Business just talk about, it's about the economy, they said. No, it isn't. What an idiot. And in fact, I thought to myself, I'm stunned that you ever even got elected. It's not about the economy. Because that's not the emotional thing that drives people to the polls. Republicans have to learn this. Now, the media can control the narrative to a degree, but that's changing. Folks, it is. The old legacy media is no longer trusted. In fact, government is no longer trusted. That came out in the mask hearing yesterday. One of the participants said, "We don't trust you guys anymore. We don't trust the media anymore. Times are changing. Big time. And you should be encouraged because what happened in Newburgh proves it. But the public can still have to figure it out." At 6:30, back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 24 minutes till the top of the hour. We'll go to Glenn first and then move on to other callers. Glenn, good morning. Welcome.
Yeah, mentally is... Oregon changed forever, and the city, so is all three western states, and Chicago, New York, all of these. And now it's very interesting, as we saw the House of Lords and the House of Commons under common law reject all of Pfizer, all of the research here being done in America, and said the English people are on their own. And that says something also of the Russians. I do not think the Russians are using Pfizer or Moderna. I believe the Russians and the Russian Federation are on their own. So two nations, it's very interesting, two nations, Russia and England, that were allied together in World War II, are, I think, becoming very suspicious of the United States, the president that, or the holographic image, and with the wokeness and what's happening in the agencies of this government. And what they have done, not only with China, but to other nations of the world, Gentile nations. And I think they're all very suspicious of this country, as well as we internally are very suspicious of this country, Fauci and company, and the government agencies.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, look, don't you find it interesting that yesterday the English government just lifted their mask requirements? And what are we doing in America? What are we doing in Oregon?
They lifted mandates. No mandates in England now.
Yeah.
The whole thing's done. They said, we're done with this. They're not the only countries. Our country's becoming distrusted. There's no doubt in my mind, all of our minds. When Biden pulled up the lighthouse, the shining light on a hill, when he pulled that cord out of the wall, he did. This country is not the leader of the world anymore, not the free world. And now other nations are taking notice that there's something desperately wrong with America. And that's going to lead to other huge issues for America, financially,
I'll say it.
Emotionally, religiously, all of it. It's cascading down.
It's going to be war. We're headed to war. Glenn, thank you. Folks, Pfeiffer Roofing has this great product called Roof Max. You hear me talk about it, and it really is something worthy of your consideration. If you're not ready to put a new asphalt shingle roof on your home, You should consider RoofMax. It's a soybean-based product. They spray it on your roof. It gives your asphalt shingles new life, and it does it at a fraction of the cost of a new roof. Give them a call for a free estimate to see if this is appropriate for you. They'll come out, look at your roof. 503-647-4725, 647-4725. Lee writes an email, says, please include Salem and other cities that have been affected by Queen Kate. My daughter's looking for a new studio location because the homeless camp out in front of her building. How would you like your wife, your daughter, sister to have to walk through degenerates for a beauty appointment? The filth, the garbage, the cat calls asking for money. I do have compassion for those that are actually in need. The rest who are taking advantage of a political agenda. Well, they should just camp out at 533 Lincoln Street, South Salem, which is the governor's mansion. There is a small percentage of these people who actually need help. The others have made a choice. Homeless man Charles told me he is living in a tent to stick it to the man. I cannot find the logic in his statements. Yeah, me either. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning.
Well, Jeff, when you rely on the pharmaceutical companies who lie to you and dictate all this stuff that's going on, how can you trust? Nobody can trust what's going on. And these other countries are saying, hey, you guys have done us wrong. You've lied to us, etc. I find it quite interesting, Jeff, that Mexico, India, have given their people these medical boxes, which included ivermectin and hydrochloroquine. And all our country will give you is a vaccine that doesn't work, that actually, I believe, spreads the disease more. And I also believe that it has caused all these variants. When these other countries follow the science, our country does not, there is going to be a lot of mistrust. And they're going to say, well, if you're going to allow us to be poisoned and die, instead of help solve the problem of COVID, then we're not going to have anything to do with you. Glad to hear about Kevin Mannix. He's a good man, especially as far as law and order goes. Yeah. I listened to his announcement yesterday, and Queen Kate wants to not even do her job, because any clemency, she has to follow certain laws, and she isn't doing it. She just wants to give the job to the parole boards, which is not what the Constitution and the law says she's supposed to do. So, again, good old Queen Kate wants to get all these prisoners released and not even do her job, Jeff. So, I can't wait till she's gone. She actually should have been recalled a long time ago, because she don't care about none of us. Not at all. But
thank you, Art. I appreciate it.
Have a great weekend. 503,
it's, folks, it's Freedom Friday. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Lee writes another email, says, mark this day, COVID truth. Rich, hang on. I'll get to you in just a second here. This morning, I heard a doctor being interviewed for a COVID report on the radio, no less. He said, we are seeing that the shot and the booster don't stop the transmission and conception of COVID and its variants. What needs to happen is people eat better, less processed food, get sleep, exercise. This is what will help many overcome the effects of the SARS virus and its variants. And we will most likely see in the coming years a yearly vaccine just like the flu shots. with the truth in his comments, it's hard to believe this interview made it on the air. Let's go to Rich. Rich, good morning.
Morning. A couple things. One, I love my country, but I don't like the government right now. And that goes for Oregon and the United States because of the direction we're going in. Two, I'm not sure if we're looking at Biden's statement about how well he's done in the right perspective. If your perspective is you're trying to destroy the United States, he's done a heck of a job. And I think that's the way he's looking. I think that's the way he's looking at it. And when people are concerned about Kamala Harris's weird statement she made here, I know you're going to say which one.
Of course.
The one where she seems like she's double talking about we have to continue today and tomorrow what we're doing or whatever it was.
Right.
Okay. Look at it this way. Maybe that was her way of saying to those out there that are violent and anti-American to continue the onslaught of what you're doing.
Oh, I think so. I think that, you know, I have never bought for 1 minute this narrative about Kamala Harris. I think they know exactly what they're doing with her. I think that she is purposefully says these things. It's an act. That's what it is. It's all an act.
And as far as Kate Brown's concerned, she's doing exactly what her handlers are telling her to.
You're exactly right. So who are her handlers, by the way?
That's what I mean. We need to find out who they are. And I don't know if we can, because I don't think we have anybody on the Republican side that wants to do it. Obviously, on the Democrat, Socialist, Communist side, we don't have anybody. But they should be prosecuted for the crimes against humanity that they've caused.
A crime against humanity will be the fact that whoever is the Republican nominee will commit a crime against humanity if they do not run against Kate Brown and use all the crap that she has done. There's a reason she is Oregon's most unpopular governor ever. It would be a crime against humanity not to use her as the primary reason to not elect a Democrat.
Well, yes, and look at Fauci, okay? Do we call him Mengele, or who do we call him? He's right out of the concentration camps on him and the other anti-Americans who have been using bioweapons against us to make the whole world their laboratory, and we're the lab rats.
I don't like being a lab rat. Rich, thank you. Folks, it's 6:48. Got an email from Dale and one from Julie to get to that on the other side. It's Freedom Friday, last segment coming up. What do you want to talk about?
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Julie writes an email, says, good on Kevin Mannix for running again and using the issue of crime and family. From personal experience, I was involved in an armed robbery while an employee at a bank. I don't think anybody involved with a crime of this type should ever be allowed out or even plea bargained. For years, I suffered from a form of post-stress trauma. This is common. Maybe if Kate Brownshirt looked at the barrel of a loaded .38, maybe she would consider not releasing anyone until the end of their sentence or the end of time. Yeah, maybe. Dale writes an email, says, do I have any information on the Wasco County School district board meeting last night. They were going to vote on banning concealed carry in their schools and making criminals out of law-abiding citizens. I looked. I did not find anything. If anybody has any knowledge about that, would love to hear it. You can send it to me quickly by email, jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. By the way, Wisconsin, the Gateway Pundit story. Listen to this. An elections expert working for the legislature reveals that over 550,000 registered voters in Wisconsin. Folks, that's over half a million. Over 550,000 registered voters in Wisconsin have a registration date of January 1, 1918. Think about that. 550,000 have a registration date of 1918. And 115,252 of them voted in 2020. Those are people that are well over 100 years old, right? 115,252 of them that are over 100 years old voted in 2020. That's not likely, folks. Yeah, but there was no fraud. By the way, I got to say, I got to give kudos to Stan Pulliam. He's the only Republican that was asked by Willamette Week in that story we covered about Trump. Did Trump win the 2020 election? He was the only one who said no. No, Biden did not win. Trump won it. Kudos to him for having the courage to do that. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. I use Pro Bioscience CBD products because they work for me, especially this new butter salve, which is just incredible at easing my aches and pains. So you know what? If you're wanting to try something that is non-pharmaceutical, that can make you feel better, that's all natural, why don't you give their products an opportunity to make your life better? Go to pro-bioscience.com. That's pro-bioscience.com. And you can use the discount code, the word new, N-E-W, for the month of January. New is a new year, new, and you get 15% off. Pro-bioscience.com. Let's see. I did get an email here. Yeah, no. Yeah, thanks. Thanks, guys, for sending me the circular about the Wasco school board meeting last night. We're just looking for some results. Let's go to Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning.
I have a friend who's a Democrat, and every time I tell her something that the Democrats are doing, she always says, "Why?" And this has been going on for a long time. It's like she trusts the Democrats and can't even believe it when I tell her something that's going on. So I've tried to start collecting little things that she can go check historically if she ever chooses to. I'm trying to tell her things out of the past that are certified things that the Democrats have done in the past. And one of them that I found out is that they made it illegal in the South, in the area that they controlled, the South, to purchase or put up for sale Uncle Tom's Cabin. And Uncle Tom's Cabin is a wonderful book about a man who was destroyed by slavery. And it's a very inspirational book that that Lincoln attributed to the start of the Civil War. And the Democrats did not want slaves or anybody in the South reading that book. And they also made it punishable by death to own or sell that book. So they've been book banners and book burners, and also the KKK that they ran were people burners. So there's a lot of things the Democrats have done in the past if people won't believe what they're doing in right now.
So do you think that, I mean, I suspect that you're not alone in this friend of yours who is so just for whatever reason, so wedded to the Democrat Party that they can't see the forest for the trees. So do you think that you are having by taking the approach that you are taking little things like this and encouraging this person to read them, do you think that it's starting to make a difference?
I don't know, but I have learned how the people who are in the Democrat Party for some reason are taught to worship the party in a way that we, as Republicans, we don't worship our party. We criticize people in the Republican Party all the time. But people in the Democrat Party are taught to give worth to the people in the party, even when they see that. Sometimes she'll blurt out to me, I just can't figure out what is going on with some certain thing. But then when I tell her, oh, it's because of they've passed this law or they've, done this thing, and it's certifiable right now in the present, she can't receive it. It's like it's a criticism of something that she worships. So the Democrats have a name for people like that. They've supplied us with the name. They call them Yellow Dog Democrats. And the reason they call them that is because they will vote for a Democrat even if a yellow dog is on the ticket.
Yeah, unsaid. And I have to tell you that it defies all logic. It's like the poll that I showed or that was on Fox Business that I referenced a few minutes ago, that 70% of Americans polled, it was an 1,100-person poll, 70% said Joe Biden should not run again. 28% said he should. That's a stunning figure. Rebecca, thank you. I appreciate it. Yellow dog, that's exactly right. How true. How very true. Folks, keep believing. Based on what happened in Newburgh this week, have faith that people have woken up. Keep praying, keep fighting, everything you believe in. I'll see you Monday.